This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am joined by Chris, the General Manager of Snails. Good morning, how's it going?
Kia ora.
What we're talking about today is an event coming up at Snails on Sunday the 1st of September, which is coincidentally Father's Day, but it's not about that. It's called...
Bring your dad.
It's the Eco Market.
That's the one, the Wake Up Eco Market.
So... I guess the first place to start is, what is it, what's it about?
Well, it's a sort of, we used to run sort of monthly, kind of very traditional kind of craft type markets, but we wanted to change the focus of it somewhat, just because we have a lot of climate groups and climate action groups running out of Snails, and that's kind of a big part of a lot of the board members and the people who work and volunteer for Snails. We're all fairly conscious of these issues, and we wanted to change the market to make it be, as well as the buying and selling of things, more about kind of regenerative ideas, you know, things like we're going to have a clothes swap, an open free-for-all clothes swap. A lot of people run those, but there's sort of, you have to register, you have to sort of submit your clothes prior to, and we just thought, no, we're just going to throw it open. So, you know, if anyone's got any stuff to offload, they can do that. And if anyone wants to come and peruse and just give and take as they want. Same thing, we've got an excess produce table. So if your garden's kind of gone a bit crazy on one thing or another, you can bring that along and you can pick up some other things. I've got a friend who has 12 lime trees, so I can guarantee that there will be. And I know the prices of limes are...
they will have no limes for a really long time, and then they will have all of the limes in the world for too short a period of time to use them.
Yes, exactly. And so he's got an excess of limes and a few other things. So, yeah, I mean, the whole idea with it was just to give and take freely. As well as that, we've got repair stations for clothing. We've got some experienced and sort of, you know, reasonable sewers up there to do small repairs for clothes. That's just a koha for things like if you want to have a quick hem on your pants or you've got something that's ripped but you still really want to wear it but you don't have a sewing machine.
Yep.
We've got
buttons.
Yeah, things like that, exactly. So we'll have all that set up there. And that, like I said, that's just a koha just for their time. But as well as that, we've actually got a lot of stalls as well. We've got Be Free Grocer, who is in the Squarage complex. They're going to bring some of their reusable items down. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to bring, but if you've ever been into their store, as well as the food items, they've got just a huge selection of locally made soaps and produce bags and...
I was going to say the practical things like produce bags, because, you know, you can go to the supermarket with your supermarket bags, but then if you got to pick up tomatoes and stick them in a plastic bag to put them in there,
it
makes it all a little bit academic.
Yeah, and the plastic bag ban is interesting because they're only banning the ones with the handles, which is a start.
The useful ones.
Yeah, which is a start. But, you know, like you still go to the supermarket and you see people just pulling out like 6, 7, 8 of those bags, you know.
Oh, yeah, and we recently moved house, and as, you know, the plastic bag has been biting, you don't have the supermarket plastic bags to line, like, bins
rubbish
and
bins
things
and things
with.
Like that, yeah.
And so we went to the supermarket and bought these compostable bin liners, which is great.
Yeah.
But where are they going to get composted? Because if you just throw them in an ordinary landfill, they're just plastic.
Yeah, that's the thing. That I mean, there's all these levels of what compostable actually means. You know, if people can put, you know, this is a, you know, you can compost this, but a lot of the time that means only in a commercial composting facility, which a lot of us don't have access to. So, Yeah, you've got to be careful about, you know, there's a little bit of greenwashing going on there. You know, the words like biodegradable, what does it really mean? You know, like, yeah, it's a bit frustrating there. I mean, I actually just find lining my bin with a bit of old newspaper works pretty well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know you can get really thick, durable, heavy-duty plastic ones that you can chuck in there and just wipe down as you use it. But yeah,
also cunning, yes.
That's kind of, I find that that's when people are kind of looking to reduce their waste and plastic use and stuff, that's always the first one that comes up. It's like, but what am I going to line my bin with? But yeah, I've always just chucked a bit of newspaper in there. Or you can get really fancy and do an origami type number.
I have seen those, and yeah. We've got a few origami fans between me and the children.
Right.
So we'll investigate that.
Yeah.
So now, is the plan for this to be a one-off event?
We'd like to bring, we were doing the markets monthly, but because Snails are sort of mostly run by volunteers, it's sort of one of those things that just kind of slipped away. And we decided, like I said, we decided to change the focus of it. And this one's kind of the testing ground, really. I would like to, I think there was talk of doing them quarterly. I'd quite like to still do them monthly. But it will either be monthly or quarterly, depending on how well this one goes.
Well, I mean, where I was going with that question, I suppose, is assuming that it goes super well and you do decide to bring them back monthly, if people go, oh, I'm a sower, I'd like to do that, or I have 5 million zucchini when it's zucchini time, or I have a choco vine and all of the chocos in the universe, how would they go about getting in touch and getting involved?
Well, they can get in touch with me either on the Snails Facebook page, so it's Snails Artist Run Spaces. They can just message me through there. My email is manager, all lowercase, all one word, manager.snails@gmail.com. Nice and easy to remember and accessible. So you can get me on either of those two places. I mean, really, you can just, if you've got an excess of stuff or you want to come up and help, you can actually just show up. So, I mean, the idea is that for it to be inclusive and open and, you know, no need to really register or do anything like that. But I mean, those are the two ways you can get in touch with me if you'd like maybe like a stall for the next one. But yeah, I mean, if you've got a bag of clothes or you've got a bag of something, then just wander upstairs and bring it up.
Fantastic. So what time is this going to be on Sunday?
So it starts at 10:30 and goes till 2. There's a little bit of Kai there. We've got Barley, who are a new plant-based eatery. They're coming to do a table full of treats, and they're going to do some vegan toasties, which are really nice.
Excellent.
I've had a few different kinds of vegan cheese. Some are better than others, but they know what they're doing. So, and we're going to have, hopefully, being the first day of calendar spring, the sun will come out and there'll be lots of kids there because we've also got an ice cream, big ice cream freezer downstairs.
Oh, fantastic.
Filled with from a local guy who runs a truck called the Scoop Truck. So he's going to have Duck Island ice cream. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but it's very nice from up north. I think it's Hamilton, actually. And plant-based, he does dairy-free plant-based ice cream as well.
Excellent.
Just to give a nice wee variety. So there'll be food up there, really open to kids and families to come up. There'll be some kids' clothes and stuff as well to swap. So,
well, that sounds like an amazing range of stuff you've got happening. Is there anything else going to be there that you want to mention?
Well, I'll just give you a quick rundown of all the stalls, a really quick rundown of all the stalls we've got going on. We've got Little for All Natural Cleaning Products. They're a Palmerston North-based company, small business, and they're going to bring in the big sort of plastic container. So you can bring any old bottle or any old jar or any old anything, and they will fill it for you, so avoiding all that kind of plastic waste. I personally use some of their products, and they're very, very good. Bee Pocket Theory? It's a tricky one. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. Bee Pocket Theory.
Oh, okay.
Bee Pocket Theory. That's the one.
Sort of bee-type health products.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're based in Fielding, and they have all their own bees, and they do infused honeys and propolis, which is really great for this time of year when everyone's getting really sick. Beeswax products, things like that. We've got a whole lot of quilts and bags made of repurposed fabric. We've got handmade incense, plants, beautiful pottery. Oh, and the one couple of really exciting things, Renee and Brent, the local Green Party candidates for council, they'll be popping in and out over the course of the day to sort of mingle. And if you have any questions or want to meet them in the real world, they'll be there. And the local chapter of Extinction Rebellion will be running some very short sort of low-key training workshops on NVDA, which is nonviolent direct action. So if you're keen on sort of getting involved in more more of the protests that are sort of ramping up around the country, then that's the place to go, just to sort of learn a few skills and what a you know, how a protest works and all that kind of thing. They'll give you all the lowdown on that. So those are two really good, you know, outside of the buying and selling of things, those are some good other things. Hopefully we can get a lot of like-minded people into one space to sort of network and
that's what
those
you
connections.
Want. That's what you want with a space like Snails, generally,
yeah, exactly.
Really. You want
a
kind
yeah.
of critical mass of people sharing ideas. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, look, that sounds fantastic. I hope you get a fantastic turnout for it. And if people want to keep abreast of the news of events like this, the Snails Facebook place would be
the... The Snails Facebook page is really where we put most of our stuff up. We have run on Instagram as well, but that's more for... Fun photos and stuff. But yeah, we also, you know, you can get in touch with us, you know, put yourself on our newsletter. But yeah, the Snails Facebook page is really where you can find everything you want to know about what's going on at Snails.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Cool.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.